From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
UK may soon send troops to Ukraine to train the Ukrainian armed forces. The British Defence Secretary John Healey visited Kyiv to discuss expanded support, including £225 million in military aid. The talks focused on boosting Ukraine's strength as it continues its fight against Russian aggression. Now, to see what is going on and to see what may lie ahead, I'm joined by Duncan Bullivan, CEO of the Henderson Risk Management Group. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, this idea of sending British troops to be on the ground as trainers, not combatants, is that a kind of a dangerous thing for the UK to do?
It's a slightly peculiar thing for the UK to be commenting on. The issue here, of course, is this a creep towards NATO having boots on the ground, which is obviously how Putin and his cronies would portray this. But more importantly, I think from the UK perspective, and I'm not entirely convinced this is going to happen, but from the UK perspective, if you put British troops on the ground as trainers, they're going to be in fixed locations. And I think, as far as the Russians concerned, would then become a legitimate target for missile attacks and the like. And then what happens?
So is this more about messaging to Putin rather than any reality that may unfold?
I suspect that this is more about a desire on the part of Kyiv to see British, French and other boots on the ground. And I suspect that this is all part of clever messaging coming out of the meetings that have been held recently. And I think that actually, when asked the question, the defense minister has simply avoided giving an equivocal yes or no.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to provide any information that might be useful to the Russians and particularly Putin. Now, Putin yesterday had one of his endless press conferences, if that, more PR conferences, I suppose. And he said, "I'm sorry, I didn't go into Ukraine earlier."
Yes, he was definitely, he'd obviously been taking his minerals over the last couple of weeks. He was fighting fit and full of joy in challenging NATO to a missile duel at one point, which was slightly bizarre. I think it's, you know, there are two ways to look at this. Russia is making incremental gains on the ground. We know that at enormous human cost. The Ukrainians are buckling under that. Don't forget, the Ukrainians have had between 60 and 100,000 desertions from their armed forces over the last 9 months or so. So things aren't going particularly well in Ukraine. On the macro side, Putin and his advisors will be telling him that everything is going well. But as we have just seen in Syria, when it comes to the reality on the ground, it's quite likely that his intelligence chiefs aren't giving him the full picture. And I don't think it's that gloomy for Ukraine over the next 12 months. Things will turn around for them, we're quite sure.
Now, the question of military aid, it seems that the American military aid has been a bit slow in coming, but it appears that Joe Biden has pledged $1 billion worth of stuff to arrive at year's end, or certainly before January the 20th.
Yes, and there are various attempts now to get that pledge blocked, and the politicking has begun in Washington. I think there is an assumption here that somehow Trump is going to starve Ukraine of aid and support. My understanding is that is not the policy. The policy is to end the war, but on favorable terms for effectively the United States and NATO, not necessarily for Putin. But that may not necessarily be favourable for Ukraine, all of Ukraine's aims. And that's the rub here.
Now, Zelensky has conceded that they will not be taking back Crimea anytime soon. That is not within the scope of their current ambition. They'd love to, and it's the stated aim, but they don't think it's practically possible.
Which is a massive, massive statement that he made in the last couple of weeks. If he'd made that statement 9 months ago, a year ago, he'd have been out on his ear, or he would have faced considerable criticism. But I think the reality is dawning that the end of this conflict is coming. I don't think anybody can tell you exactly what that looks like, but it certainly will involve Ukraine having to cede territory, even if it's on a temporary or sort of patched up basis, a bit like North Korea. And then it's got to be policed.
Now, and the question, what Ukraine seems to be willing to cede is territory in exchange for NATO membership. How likely is that? Because Putin would have argued that it was the slow creep of NATO and politically the EU across Europe towards its borders that is at the root of this trouble.
I think it's highly unlikely that NATO membership Ukraine is on the cards for the foreseeable future. I think that would be seen as too inflammatory at a time when everybody's trying to reduce the tension. I think what is probably on the cards, though, is something short of that. So some form of cooperation. We saw this with Albania prior to it joining NATO. But obviously what is going to have to be part of a peace process is some form of protection force. And I think you might see some kind of EU or European force, French, British, German boots on the ground, perhaps non-NATO, as part of some security guarantee for Kyiv. But full membership of NATO in response to ceding territory to Russia, I think is a pipe dream.
In conclusion, as we come towards the end of 2024, are you anticipating that by this time next year in 2025, there will have been some sort of settlement and we will not be looking at the fourth anniversary of this invasion?
I think it's too early to see. We have to see what the Trump administration actually bring forward as policy and as a plan. But I suspect that there is a wee way to go just yet. I suspect that by this time next year, we will be looking at the end or of the conflict or some form of ceasefire in ahead of a final negotiated settlement. But at the moment, we have to be very careful with Ukraine, because Ukrainian morale is although, you know, it looks good and it's strong within the armed forces. These people are very tired. They don't have enough troops to rotate them out. They're on the edge of exhaustion, and I think we'll have to see what the spring brings. But I think this time next year we'll be talking about the end of the conflict, not looking forward to another year of it.
Duncan Bullivan, CEO of the Henderson Risk Advisor Group. Duncan, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for all your contributions throughout the year.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.